Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Facility Manager with the Two Rivers Activity Center. Amy Walters is joining us, and Amy, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate having Amy on. Amy, of course, joining us, I think every third Friday of the month, as we get closer to the Two Rivers Activity Center being built, we're very excited that she can join us every time or every Friday at that time here on Let's Talk. So, Amy, we'll get right into it. We are talking about phase two today because there are two phases to track.
Right.
But let's get a quick update real quick because sure. A month has passed since you and I last talked.
Yep. And it's so exciting to see how much progress that one month does result in at the construction site. I was just out there, well, actually both Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Wednesday, we had 70 crew members on site.
Wow.
It's like a well-orchestrated ballet with lots of different activity going on. But from a month ago, we now have our water slides partially up in the water park. So if you drive by, you'll see the yellow slide sticking the outside of the building.
They won't be like that for long.
Right.
We hope.
Yeah. Well, no, because it actually comes out of the building and back in.
No
the slide
way.
Does. Yes.
Yeah. So I've seen that in the designs. I can't believe I'm blown away by that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So they're there and working in the, you know, the pool area, installing the whirlpool. And what I should draw attention to is that we do have a live webcam at the construction site. And up to this week, it's been outside on our job trailer, so you could see the large progress of the whole site. This week, we actually moved it inside because we have a majority of the work in the exterior completed. So it is in the pool area.
Okay.
So you can watch now as they're forming the different spaces for the pool. And they'll that's start awesome. To pour that. So that space is, there's a lot of work happening in that area. Last week, they poured the concrete for the gym floor. So we have that complete. Working on finishing sheetrock and paint is on the walls. They're starting to tile in the bathrooms.
Dang, some of the detailed parts
right.
are coming out.
Yeah,
that's
we're starting
awesome.
To get to the finishes now, which is exciting to see kind of the all the pieces start to come together.
Absolutely. So we'll catch up again and get the latest construction information as we keep updated with you on that, Amy. So very exciting to see after a month, too, that, you know, some of this stuff coming together. It's amazing. So what we do want to bring attention to, Amy, is that the cost. Now, people, you know, the $28.6 million has been thrown around so often with it. But just because it's being built, it doesn't mean that you guys are fully funded with it yet. You guys are still raising money.
Right. So with the, just to kind of refresh everyone's memories, as we went through the process of securing the 1 cent city sales tax, that 1 cent allowed us to bond for $28.6 million.
Right.
And so that actually was based upon sales tax revenues from 2014, then projected out over 20 years.
Okay.
So that's ultimately how we got to the 28.6 number.
Got it.
Prior to that, we actually had a $40 million facility that was, you know, was our plan.
I remember.
And so thus the phase one in phase two. So when we ultimately had that reality check between, you know, essentially I liken it to when folks want to build a dream home.
For sure.
They have a plan that's a $600,000 plan and they go to their banker and the banker says, sorry, you can only mortgage $400,000.
Got it.
So that's really where we're at. So with that, it left us a difference of $12 million. And so that's what phase two is. And that's what we're actively fundraising to support are the components that ultimately we went through a prioritization process of here are all the different aspects of our plan. And we prioritized those spaces. So the lower priority items then were moved to phase two.
Okay.
And so that is, like I said, what we're raising the $12 million for. So within that $12 million project, the way that breaks out, we've set essentially three milestones. $12 million is a large goal.
Yes.
And so we've set milestones at 4 million. Okay. So our first 4 million milestone will be 1 million towards an endowment. Okay. And then 3 million towards outdoor water.
Awesome. Which was a big one, too, that would like to be included. In
exactly. Okay. Exactly. So then our second milestone area, again, 1 million towards endowment and 3 million towards construction of an indoor playground for kind of that 3 to 5 year old age.
The parents who want to go work out.
Well, and so we will, right, we will have a drop off space, but this is more that space, you know, it's the dead of winter. We can't get out. We need a place for these children to be able to go, be active, burn off some steam, you know, those types of things. So that indoor playground, a climbing wall, racquetball and volleyball courts.
Awesome. And then third milestone.
The third one then is again 1 million towards endowment.
Okay.
And then an additional court. So right now in phase two, we have two full-size regulation courts and we'd be looking at adding one more court.
Third one. Yep. Perfect. Again, I'll remind everybody, Amy Walters, facility manager for the Two Rivers Activity Center, joining us here on Let's Talk. So that is kind of what is incorporated in the second phase of the project. Was there some things, Amy, now we're going to kind of get like go into the past a little bit. Were there some things that were you guys were learned that was a little disappointing that would not be able to be added to the project in itself? Were there some things you had to cut?
There weren't actually. Awesome. You know, within the 28.6 million, you know, there was some concerns that we cut a lot out of that original phase, and that's not true. What ultimately happened is our square footage did come down, but that was only because when we came to the public, we had a conceptual design. So it was, okay, if we have a cardiovascular space, this is how many square foot that would take. Okay. If we have a strength space, this is how much that would take. And so we had each of those spaces blocked out. But once we started to put those spaces together, we were able to save square footage. Space. Right. Got so it. Ultimately, the square footage did come down, but the entire program and what we wanted to use the space for is the same. There is one area that took a slight reduction, and that's the air-supported fabric structure.
Okay.
Originally, it was planned to be 50 yards by 100 yards, and the final design has that at 50 yards by 80 yards.
Got it.
Which is still a very large space.
It's huge. That's a huge field. So that was really the only big hit. I remember when that when the information came out about, oh, they reduced the size. We're not getting what we were promised.
And, right.
Which isn't the case. Everything is still there.
Right, right. So the size did you know, come down, but that ultimately was just due to, I believe, good design, being very efficient with our space. And, you know, so some of the things like, you know, when you're putting a hallway in between different spaces and things like that.
A few inches makes a difference.
Well, right. You know, and so we were able to just be very efficient, like I said, in the use of the space.
That's awesome. Very good. So the next big question then, Amy, second phase, is there a kind of a goal on when you guys would like to start that?
Right. So ultimately we will. So like I said, we had have our three milestones.
Right.
And so once we raise the funds for the outdoor water, we will go ahead and move forward with that construction.
Awesome.
Right. So that's how we have so that we don't need to wait till that final 12 million is raised to start. We will look at starting that construction of the outdoor water as the dollars are there.
Awesome.
So the one thing too that I'd like to point out is that the reason why outdoor water was elevated towards the top of the priority list within the fundraising campaign is that currently the outdoor pool that's owned by Parks and Recreation and provided throughout the summer, that will be available this summer for the community to use.
Okay.
However, once it closes in August, that will be the last season for the outdoor pool.
And then,
because track will be opening in September and we'll be able to provide that swimming experience 12 months of the year.
Awesome.
However, we've heard from the community that they want to have the opportunity to be outdoors. We have a limited time to enjoy the outside, and we want to be able to experience that as right. well. So that's what we're looking at. The outdoor water won't necessarily be connected to track, but it will be on the property.
Property.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. And it's, like I said, it's very exciting to see the physical parts of this coming together and watch the online stream, which is available to anybody who wants to see that. The swimming pools, the water slides, the knowing that the details are coming in. September is closer than we think, really.
Right. I was actually just counting off the months this morning.
Which is awesome. So, Amy, we always appreciate you taking time. We want to throw out one more thing, though. For those who maybe are asking some questions, you guys are getting, you have a website that's going to be launching soon.
Right. It actually has already launched. And so it's trackjamestown.com. It's T-R-A-C, jamestown.com. And as we are finalizing different components in our plans, that is where we are posting that information. So if you have a question about membership, that's where you'll find it. If you have a question about facility rental, that's where you'll find it. Perfect. You'll also find, like you said, our live webcam, the floor plans, those types of things. And if you watch our employment tab, you will be soon noticing that we are posting positions for our supervisory staff at, awesome. At Trek. So we're looking at... like I said, posting those, beginning to recruit. Those positions are looking to start July 1.
Okay.
However, the aquatics supervisor, we'll be looking at starting that individual May 1st because they will also have shared responsibilities with the outdoor pool for this summer.
Awesome. Very good. So check that out if you're interested in an employment opportunity and also learning more about Track. Track Jamestown, T-R-A-C, jamestown.com. Amy, anything else you wanted to throw out there?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share the information. And I just encourage everyone to head out to our website to learn more or give me a phone call down at the Parks and Recreation office. We do have a Track phone number as well. So it's,
awesome.
It's 952-TRACK or 952-8722.
Perfect. Lots of ways to get it, more information if that's the questions and you want them answered. Those are the places to go. So, Amy, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.